takes your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Waiting there's a ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams long above. High on a mountain above.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Early this morning, Hamas released four female hostages. They're all Israeli soldiers who had been held captive in Gaza since the October 7th attack. The BBC's Lilan Nell is in Tel Aviv.
They were part of what's known as a spotters unit, tasked with watching what was happening inside Gaza. And family members say that they saw suspicious activity ahead of the 7th of October, and that some of the warnings that they tried to put out, their concerns, were repeatedly overruled.
In return, Israel's releasing about 200 Palestinian prisoners. The first group has already been freed. More on them from John Dennison in the West Bank.
We have prisoners who have been convicted of serious offences in Israeli courts, including multiple murders. 121 of the people being freed today have been serving life sentences. The longest serving prisoner has been in jail for 39 years. He was jailed back in 1986. The youngest prisoner, just a 16-year-old boy.
On Capitol Hill, President Trump's pick for defense secretary was confirmed late last night, with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
CBS's Christina Corujo.
Former Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell joined Republicans Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Susan Collins from Maine, and all Democrats to vote against Hegseth.
But the former Fox News host was confirmed amid questions surrounding allegations of heavy drinking and aggressive behavior towards women. Well, the president is in Las Vegas today after a trip to Southern California yesterday to survey the devastation from the wildfires. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti tells us California's governor met him when he first arrived.
As Governor Newsom greeted the president, politics were set aside.
I appreciate the governor coming out and meeting me.
Thank you for being here. It means a great deal to all of us, and not just the folks in Palisades, the folks in Altadena that were devastated. We're going to need your support. We're going to need your help.
Many residents are hoping federal assistance will help so they can rebuild their homes that were destroyed. But there are a lot of questions now that President Trump has said he wants to overhaul or possibly even eliminate FEMA. Well, get ready to pay more to Netflix and chill. They're raising their monthly fee from a buck to even $2.50 more, depending on your plan. The increase comes after the company reported gaining nearly 19 million new users in the last quarter of 2024. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Marquette over Villanova. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Marquette glided to an 87-74 win over Villanova in Milwaukee last night. Chase Rose had 18. Cam Jones scoring 16 points. In the Big Ten, the Wisconsin Badgers hosting the Nebraska Cornhuskers tomorrow at noon. Wisconsin back from that tough 85-83 loss to UCLA. Greg Gard.
We'll go through the film here today and learn from it and quickly turn the page. You see every night in this league, it's very competitive. And you're going to have some really good times, and you can't get enamored with those. And you're going to take one on the chin here or there, and you can't get overwhelmed with that. They're upset. They know we didn't play up to our ability, specifically defensively. And, you know, I think, quite frankly, we feel we should be 7-1 right now in the league. We're not. I expect nothing less than them to bounce back and be ready to go today and tomorrow and prep for Nebraska Sunday.
That's the Badgers head coach, Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, mid-30s. Southwest winds will be strong at times. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 12 and a wind chill around 0. For Sunday, sunshine with a high near 27. Breezy again for Monday, quite breezy with a high near 38.
Right now, it's 19.
WRJN. WRJN has provided local news and information. Now, Timeless Hits 2. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Jerry Hamill's going to be in with his special version of Rock and Roll Never Forgets. And also, coming up this half hour at 8:30, we've got the first installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
When you're weary, feeling small, are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't.
Oh, if you need. Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-G.
1976, Orleans on WRJN, and you're still the one. You know, there's going to be no excuse, and you can't say that you didn't see it coming. Truthfully, you know, like every year, though, Valentine's Day is on the way, and we're going to sweeten up the deal for you a little bit. Here at WRJN, we're putting together a prize package of timeless gifts. That's right. We wrap them up. They go along with the timeless hits that we're playing. Details on the romantic prizes and how to win next week on WRJN. Details will also be available at our website, WRJN.com.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snow. Shoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish is the word I use to describe.
Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Volman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
WRJN.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know
one and one is two.
And if this one
could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be.
Now I don't claim
student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you.
Meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, woman, have you got cheating on your don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
WRJN, not going to push anything or hurry, love. It's 8:30 with Rick Johnson, your Saturday morning soundtrack. As promised, I've got the first of two WRJN capsule countdowns. We do them every weekend at 8:30 and 9:30. And usually we take one of the songs, numbers 1 through 5, and play it out just for you. Kind of like, oh yeah, I remember that song. But in 1962, that's where we're stopping off this time around. And it's going to be February 4th of 1962. In world news, France transfers sovereignty to the new Republic of Algeria. Also in 1962, get this, Pope John the 23rd opens a second Vatican Council. And in 1962, all about integration, James H. Meredith, escorted by federal marshals, registered at the University of Mississippi. And in 1962, this is what the countdown sounded like.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRGN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
When baby, it's you.
9.
If somebody else can make you happier, then I can make you run to him.
8.
Norman, ooh.
7.
Number one song on this date.
Well, they got a new dance and it goes like this. Up, give up, 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 yeah, the name of the dance is the Peppermint Twist. Up, give up, 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 well, you like it like this, the Peppermint Twist. Up, give up, 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 kick, 1, 2, 3, jump.
Yes, it was from February 4th, 1962. Coming up in just a little less than an hour is the second installment of the Capsule Countdown. And this time we're going to stop off at 1963. Yep, we're going to just jump 1 year ahead. And that one will come from August 13th of 1963. That'll be coming up, so make sure you check it out. Still a little bit chilly outside, sunshine. Let's see what's happening here.
WRJN.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, mid-30s. Southwest winds will be strong at times. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 12 and a wind chill around 0. For Sunday, sunshine with a high near 27. Breezy again for Monday, quite breezy with a high near 38.
It's 21 right now.
Home, but they just keep on going.
Six transistor radio back in the day, huh? Definitely one of those timeless hits. It's Rick Johnson, Saturday Soundtrack. Good morning to you, 844. Sunshine outside, Venus is shocking blue.
I'm your Venus, I'm your Venus. chance now.
Come on, baby, you
Scene's home for local news and information and also the timeless hits here at WRJN. You have to check out the Don Rose Morning Show. Well, it's home to dozens of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. I mean, you're really surprised. It's kind of cool. You listen to, you know, oh, wow, this person. Yeah, I know who they are. You listen to somebody else you hear and you say, wow, that was definitely interesting. Now you can hear many of them in podcast form also.
And you can do it on demand. Give me that podcast. No, I'm just kidding. But you can do it on demand.
Go to WRJN.com, click on the Don Rosen Morning Show, and you'll be able to listen to whenever you want.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
The Badgers.
Shades Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes, sir.
Flee.
It was Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Down to give me a rainbow.
Stacey Lynn. We begin in Gaza, where more hostages were released this morning. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
These are four young female soldiers. They emerged from a Hamas car, walked across Gaza City's biggest square, Palestine Square. They were smiling, waving, and at least appearing physically well. Then they were handed over to the Red Cross.
The four soldiers were freed in exchange for nearly 200 Palestinian prisoners. The swap is part of a ceasefire ceasefire deal aimed at ending the 15-month-old war in Gaza. IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari.
We appreciate and thank the efforts of all international mediators, United States, Qatar, and Egypt.